NAVEDTRA 14184 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series, Module 12, Modulation, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Which year was the first practical telegraph established in London, England? 1838. 2. Which year did Marconi demonstrate the first practical wireless transmitter? 1897. 3. Which year was the first successful transatlantic transmission achieved? 1902. 4. What is the ability to impress intelligence upon a transmission media? Modulation. 5. What is the mixing two frequencies across a nonlinear impedance known as? Heterodyning. 6. What is the basic alternating waveform for all complex waveforms? Sine wave. 7. What is generated by rotating a coil in the magnetic field between two magnets? Alternating current. 8. What indicates how much of a cycle has been completed at any given instant? Phase angle. 9. Which cycle property is the elapsed time from the beginning of a cycle to its completion? Period. 10. Which sine wave property is determined by its physical length? Wavelength. 11. The frequencies involved in normal speech vary from a low of about 90 Hz for a deep bass to as high as what for a high soprano? 10 kHz. 12. What is the ability known as to faithfully reproduce the input in the output? Fidelity. 13. What is the minimum frequency range that can be used for the transmission of speech? 500 to 2000 Hz. 14. In the modulation process, waves from the information source are impressed onto a radio frequency sine wave called a what? Carrier. 15. What is an information wave normally referred to as? Modulating wave. 16. Output rises and falls directly with the input in which type of devices? Linear. 17. Which type of impedance is one in which the resulting current is not directly proportional to the change in the applied voltage? Nonlinear. 18. What is the sum of two individual sine waves? Complex waveform. 19. What is the process of combining two or more frequencies in a nonlinear impedance which results in the production of new frequencies called? Heterodyning. 20. How can the heterodyning process be analyzed? Spectrum analysis. 21. What is the amount of the frequency spectrum that signals occupy known as? Bandwidth. 22. How many conditions must be met in a circuit for heterodyning to occur? 2. 23. What refers to any method of varying the amplitude of an electromagnetic carrier frequency in accordance with the intelligence to be transmitted by the carrier? Amplitude modulation. 24. What is the radio frequency wave suitable for modulation by the intelligence to be transmitted? Carrier frequency. 25. What is on-off keying referred to as when applied to a continuously oscillating radio frequency source? CW signaling. 26. What was the first type of modulation used? Continuous wave. 27. What is a system of on-off keying developed for telegraph that is capable of passing intelligence over wire at an acceptable rate? Morse code. 28. What is one of the best methods for keying amplifier stages in transmitters? Blocked grid keying. 29. Which type of transmission has a high degree of clarity under severe noise conditions, long-range operation, and narrow bandwidth? Continuous wave. 30. What is required when keying takes place in an intermediate or final amplifier operating at comparatively high power? Buffer. 31. Oscillators are too unstable for direct frequency control in what type of transmitters? VHF and UHF. 32. In practice, the multiplication factor, number of times the input frequency is multiplied, is seldom larger than what in any one stage. 5. 33. who developed the principles on which modern communications are built? Alexander Graham Bell. 34. What is an energy converter that changes sound energy into electrical energy? Microphone. 35. What has the largest voltage output for a given mechanical stress and is the most commonly used crystal in microphones? Rochelle salt. 36. Crystal microphones are delicate and must be handled with care. Exposure to temperatures above what may permanently damage the crystal unit? 125 degrees Fahrenheit. 37. The dynamic microphone has a uniform response over a frequency range that extends from 40 to what? 15,000 hertz. 38. An AM transmitter can be divided into what two major sections according to the frequencies at which they operate? RF and AF. 39. What are all of the sum frequencies above the carrier spoken of collectively as? Upper sideband. 40. What is the resultant wave called when the carrier and sidebands are combined in a single impedance and viewed simultaneously with an oscilloscope? Modulation envelope. 41. Which agency assigns carrier frequencies for radio stations in the standard broadcast band? Federal Communications Commission, FCC. 42. The standard AM broadcast band starts at 535 kHz and ends at what? 1,605 kHz. 43. How many sidebands accompany a carrier wave which has been modulated by voice or music signals? 2. 44. What generates unwanted or spurious sideband frequencies? Overmodulation. 45. To measure degrees of modulation less than 100%, what can you use to indicate the relative magnitudes of the RF carrier and the audio modulating signal? Modulation factor. 46. Which two categories are modulator circuits usually placed into? High or low? 47. What does the FCC define in the Code of Federal Regulations as modulation produced in the plate circuit of the last radio stage of the system? High-level modulation. 48. What is the simplest modulator available, which is also the easiest to adjust for proper operation? Plate modulation. 49. Which action in the plate modulator effectively changes an audio frequency to a different part of the frequency spectrum? Heterodyning. 50. What is widely used in portable and mobile equipment to reduce size and power requirements? Control grid modulator. 51. What is generally employed when audio power is limited and distortion of the grid-modulated circuit cannot be allowed? Cathode modulator. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. NAVEDTRA 14184 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series, Module 12, Modulation, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. Which type of modulation is the angle of a sine wave carrier varied by a modulating wave? Angle. 2. What is used in frequency modulation to shift the frequency of an oscillator at an audio rate? Audio signal. 3. What is used in all single-channel radio telegraph systems that use automatic printing systems? Frequency shift keying. 4. What is the approximate amount of inherent signal-to-noise ratio improvement of FSK over AM? 3 to 4 decibels. 5. Which modulating signal property controls the amount by which the frequency departs from the average? Amplitude. 6. What is frequency deviation divided by the frequency of the modulating signal called? Modulation index. 7. What modulates oscillator frequency in direct modulation? Reactance tube. 8. Multivibrators are limited to frequencies below about what? 1 MHz. 9. What is simply a diode or PN junction that is designed to have a certain amount of capacitance between junctions? Varactor. 10. What is used to calculate the number of significant sidebands existing in the waveform? Modulation index. 11. what will determine certain capabilities of the pulse modulation system? Rest time duration. 12. What is the maximum value of the transmitted pulse? Peak power. 13. What is the ratio of working time to total time for intermittently operated devices? Duty cycle. 14. What is the duration of time RF frequency is transmitted, known as? Pulse width, PW. 15. Most radar oscillators operate at pulse voltages between 5 and how many kilovolts? 20. 16. What is a pulse-forming network discharged by? Spark gap. 17. Which type of spark gap uses a trigger pulse to ionize the air between the contacts of the spark gap and to initiate the discharge of the pulse-forming network? Fixed gap. 18. The hydrogen thyrotron modulator is an electronic switch which requires a positive trigger of only how many volts? 150. 19. What is the most common type of radar modulator? Hydrogen thyrotron. 20. In military voice systems, the bandwidth for voice signals is limited to 300 to 3000 Hz, requiring a sampling frequency of what? 8 kHz. 21. What is the simplest form of pulse modulation? Pulse amplitude. 22. What has the advantage of requiring constant transmitter power since the pulses are of constant amplitude and duration? Pulse position modulation. 23. What is a method of pulse modulation in which the modulating wave is used to frequency modulate a pulse-generating circuit? PFM. 24. What refers to a system in which the standard values of a quantized wave are indicated by a series of coded pulses? Pulse code modulation, PCM. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. NAVEDTRA 14184 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series, Module 12, Modulation, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. What is the process of recreating original modulating frequencies from the RF carrier referred to as? Demodulation. 2. Which type of modulation consists of on-off keying of a carrier wave? Continuous wave, CW. 3. Which reception method is highly selective and allows little interference from adjacent CW stations? Heterodyne. 4. What is used to receive shortwave code signals because it is easy to adjust and has high sensitivity and good selectivity? Regenerative detector. 5. What refers to any method of modulating an electromagnetic carrier frequency by varying its amplitude in accordance with the message intelligence that is to be transmitted? Amplitude modulation. 6. What is normally used where large input signals are supplied and a linear output is required? Series diode detector. 7. What is often used in receivers to supply an amplified detected output? Common emitter detector. 8. What is essentially a tank circuit which is tuned to a frequency either slightly above or below the FM carrier frequency? Slope detector. 9. What uses a double-tuned RF transformer to convert frequency variations in the received FM signal to amplitude variations? Phase shift discriminator. 10. The output of the Foster-Seeley discriminator is affected not only by the input frequency, but also, to a certain extent, by what? Input amplitude. 11. What occurs when an input frequency higher than the center frequency is applied to the discriminator circuit and the current and voltage phase relationships change? Phase shift. 12. What uses a double-tuned transformer to convert the instantaneous frequency variations of the FM input signal to instantaneous amplitude variations? Ratio detector. 13. Which type of tuned circuit operates below resonance? Capacitive. 14. Ratio detectors can operate with as little as how many millivolts of input? 100. 15. In phase modulation, the intelligence is contained in the amount and rate of what in a carrier wave? Phase shift. 16. What uses the amplitude of a pulse amplitude modulated signal or the duration of a pulse duration modulated signal to charge a holding capacitor and restore the original waveform? Peak detection. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.